out of the glamorous mystic east, out of the desert burning sand, the voice of ancient Persia speaks to the heart of him who understands. To the crunch of the camel's padded feet, meet the purple glow of starlit skies. Four travelers in life's caravan meet in their quest for earthly paradise. A sign on the mystic scroll of Greece, the moving finger wrote in bold. Do you hear the call of Omar? Wait. Kismet is written. Let the tale be told. Omar, the Wizard of Persia.
Henry Mason, a wealthy importer of jewels, tells his family that in Persia he met a man known as Omar, the Wizard. Omar tells Mason that the misfortunes which have befallen his family are due to an emerald they possess. The emerald must be restored to its original owner, and Mason agrees to take up the search. Omar gives Mason a mystic scroll and tells the American he will be warned or encouraged by means of mystic bells, the meaning of which will be found in the scroll. A mysterious person attempts to steal the scroll. At the close of the last episode, the mystic bells ring out the message, "The watchful shall not sleep tonight."
Martha, I do wish you'd go to bed. You need sleep, dear.
Sleep? A lot of sleep I'd get with the three of you down here waiting for a gang of murderers.
Rubbish. We're perfectly safe. Doors and windows are all locked, and we're armed. Go ahead, dear. You're worn out. You too, Cynthia. Better get some rest.
Not me. Omar says the watchful shall not sleep tonight. I'm watching, not sleeping.
Omar, fiddlesticks. It's all nonsense.
But someone did try to steal the scroll, Mother.
How do we know what they tried to steal? Probably just an ordinary band of thieves. I'd say call the police and let's all go to bed.
Well, I'm afraid, my dear, the police will take the same view that you do. No, Omar's instructions were very clear on that point. We've got to see this through ourselves. You go ahead. Jerry and I will stay downstairs.
But, Daddy...
Cindy, I think your dad's right about your needing rest. Why don't you take your mother upstairs? We'll take turns dozing a bit down here.
Do, Cynthia, like a good girl. Please, Martha, you must get a bit of sleep, too, both of you.
And miss all the fun, Cynthia. How can you call it fun? I think it's horrible.
Well, Mother darling, it's one or the other. I prefer to think it's fun. Remember, it's just... Darling,
I can't help it. I think it's horrible. Horrible. I'll never get used to it. Never.
Martha, please go to bed. Cynthia.
Oh, all right, Dad. Come on.
Oh, there it is, Henry. It started. I knew it.
What was that?
What was what? What started?
The trouble, Henry. That thing Omar warned us about.
But I thought you said you didn't believe in Omar, Martha.
Oh, but there it is. Didn't you hear it?
Wait, there's nothing, Mrs. Mason. Nothing but a dog howling.
A dog? Did you ever hear a dog howl like that? It's a wolf or something.
Now, Martha, who ever heard of a wolf in Chicago? Please, dear, go to bed. This is getting on your nerves.
Well, why wouldn't it? Oh, there it is again. It's a wolf, I tell you.
My God, Mr. Mason, that did sound weird.
Close by, too.
You're right, Jerry. What do you think it can be?
I don't know, sir. It seems to come from back of the garage.
Is the car in the garage?
I think so.
Yes, Daddy, it is. We've kept it there even though we haven't used it much.
Why do you ask, Mr. Mason? You don't think...
Well, I just thought it might be someone trying to get into the garage using this howl as a blind.
Doesn't sound likely, sir, but... That's the garage door.
It is the garage, Jerry. Come on.
Henry, what are you going to do?
Now, don't worry, Martha. We'll be careful.
Careful? Running out of doors to be murdered? You call that being careful? No, I'm not going, I tell you.
Now, Martha, nothing's going to happen. Cynthia, will you please take care of your mother? We've no time to talk now.
He'll be all right. Daddy. But Do be careful, won't you?
You bet we will, dear. Don't worry. Come on, Mr. Mason.
Now listen, Cynthia. When we're outside, don't open the door to anyone. I'll use my latchkey.
All right, Daddy. Something terrible is going to happen. I know it. I know
now,
it.
Now, Mother.
All set, Jerry. Let's go. Jerry, just a minute.
Yes, sir?
Here. Put this gun in your pocket. You may need it.
Yes, sir. Gee, that puts nerve into you, doesn't it?
I didn't want to give it to you in front of Martha and Cynthia. It would only frighten them.
Right. Watch those stairs, Mr. Mason. They're still slippery from the rain.
Keep in the shadow of the house, Jerry. That moon is pretty bright.
Yes, sir. See anyone?
Not yet. The garage door is on the other side of the yard.
Let me go first, Mr. Mason. I'd rather, if you don't mind.
All right, my boy. Look sharp. Easy now. We're getting to the yard.
Yes. Here. Here we are.
That's funny.
What is it, Jerry?
Why, it's as peaceful as a churchyard. And just as spooky.
Wait. Keep in the shadow of that tree at the corner of the house. It may be a trick.
No, not a sound. I'm going to chance it, Mr. Mason.
What?
I'm going across the yard to the garage.
All right, my boy. I'm with you.
Let's go. Locked. Got your key, Mr. Mason?
It's on this spring, Jerry. Here.
By Jove, sir. Look.
What is it, Jerry?
With this lock. Someone's been at it, all right. It's all scratched up.
Fresh scratches. Let me see. Yes, Jerry, they certainly are. Easy, boy. There's somebody around here, that's sure.
Watch out, Mr. Mason. You look around. I'm going to open the door. Someone's been inside. The lights of the car are still on. I wonder... Look out. They may still be here. Look, Mr. Mason. Mr. Mason. Mr. Mason. Good heavens. Mr. Mason. Where are you? Mr. Mason!
What is it, Jerry? Anything?
Oh, boy. Am I glad to see you. I didn't know what had become of you.
Well, I'm sorry, Jerry. I thought I saw something moving by the side of the garage. Must have been mistaken, though. Anything here?
The headlights are on. They've been inside.
Yes, I see. But there's no one here now, is there?
I don't think so. If there is, he's keeping awfully quiet. Got a flashlight?
Well, there should be one in the pocket of the car. Generally is.
Yes, here it is. Let's see.
No. I guess they got out. What now?
Well, I don't know. There's that howl again. Can you place it?
No, I can't quite. It wasn't from the yard this time, that's sure.
By George, I wonder...
Okay.
Remember we told you about those footsteps on the roof?
Jerry, it could be at that. Let's get back to the house.
Might be risky business, Mr. Mason, going up there in the dark. Maybe I have the drop on us. If there's anyone up there...
Well, we'll see. There's nothing more we can do out here, that's sure.
All right, sir. I'll close this door first.
Crowding up. Starting to rain again.
They sure picked a creepy night to start this rampage. Look out!
What's the matter, Jerry?
Something shot out of that tree. It seemed to be coming straight at you.
There it is, Jerry. Circling back into the tree.
A bird. As though we didn't have enough scary things happening tonight.
Great Scott. Look there.
Where? What is it now?
There. Climbing up the wall. Near the front of the house.
What on earth? Jerry, what is it? It looks like a man. And yet...
But it couldn't be a man. Unless it's a hunchback. No. By George, it's some kind of an animal. I can see the fur. I'm going to take a shot at that.
Easy, Jerry.
There he goes onto the roof. Don't know whether I hit him or not. That's Cynthia.
Come on, Mr. Mason. Right with you, Jerry.
Here, I've got the keys. Cynthia, where are you?
Henry, Gerald. Oh, Henry. Oh, Jerry. Daddy, that man.
What man? Did anyone come in here?
No. I saw the face at the window. The same face as before. Then I heard the shot. Oh, Daddy, what happened? Henry, are you hurt?
No, dear, we're all right. Jerry saw something climbing up on the roof and took a shot at it.
On the roof? Maybe it was the same man. Oh, no. It couldn't have been.
It wasn't a man. It was an animal.
An animal? Oh, dear, if I ever live through this night, I never want to see this house again. But, Jerry, what kind of an animal?
I don't know, dear. I couldn't get a good look at it in the dark.
Cynthia, where was this man that you saw?
Right there, Dad, at the front window. His face was... battened against the window just as it was upstairs before. Then we heard the shot, and he disappeared.
Shall I take a look, Mr. Mason?
Not just now, Jerry.
I'm thinking about that animal.
The one on the roof?
Right.
Oh, what would it be doing up there?
That's just what I'm going to find out.
Henry, you're not.
I certainly am. Whatever is on the roof is coming down in a hurry. I'll see to that. Come along, Jerry.
Try and stop me.
Why, Mr. Mason, what's the matter?
Henry!
Why, Danny!
Let me sit down. It's Omar. The call. The call of Omar.
It's a trance, Mother. The hypnotic trance Daddy told us about.
Shh. Yes, he's speaking to Omar.
It is I, Omar, speaking to you. Listen carefully.
Yes. Yes, Omar.
Remember that a long journey lies before you. A long and hard road that you must travel.
I am deeply concerned, Omar. Not for myself, but for Martha and Cynthia. They are not used to danger. Is there no other way?
There is no other way. Therefore, do not make the journey longer by seeking out bypass.
I do not understand. What bypass do you mean?
Contend only with the obstacles that are before you. Give no thought to those which lie far ahead, nor those to the left, nor to the right.
But we are in danger, Omar. What must we do now?
Save your strength. The bells of Omar will counsel you. They will counsel you. I can say no more.
Omar. Omar.
What? What was it? Oh, yes. Yes.
It was Omar. I knew it. What did he say, Daddy?
He said to save our strength and wait for the bells of... There they are. The bells. The mystic bells of Omar. He said they will counsel us. Here, the scroll, right here, in my overcoat pocket. One, three. Let me see the scroll. Here. One, three. That means wise men bar the door against a howling wolf. Who or what was the howling wolf? Don't fail to hear the next episode of this thrilling story.